Sorry about that. The other half might be stability and financial support. So now you've got another avenue. The other one is not being, not wanting to be alone. So you're already a single mom. You're already at a huge advantage. And all those delusional women that think that they're the boss bitch and all that, you already know that's a camouflage for what they're really trying to hide. The pain. I can't tell you how many girls I fucking disarm by doing that. By letting them blow out all the lines. And then say, look, I know you go home and you wish you had somebody to be there for you. You don't have to lie to me. But you gotta say it when they're completely exhausted, repeating themselves. Because they're gonna be like what David Voss said. They're gonna be like a paranoid schizophrenic. They're gonna want to blow out all the lines that they've rehearsed in the mirror out to you, and all you gotta do is just mirror and label, and that's it. Just let them burn themselves out and they will open up to you like a fucking confession booth. But you already know all this shit. You've already been there. But my point is, once you start to heal yourself, then you can fucking become a weapon for good. If we're already winning the dating scene and the wedding shit is off the table now, De Beers is going out of business. I mean, out here in Vegas, people, those little wedding chapels, those are more for like, I don't know, entertainment. Those are more for like a fun little weekend thing to do, not to be serious. It's more of a gimmick now. It's more of like a rehearsal or a hotspot thing to do. It's not to be taken serious. Hell, there's fucking divorce lawyers all over the place. They're like, oh, you guys got married last week? Okay, yeah, we can help you get that annulment. All you gotta do is just pay us $150 and we can do the paperwork for you and we'll have it processed by the end of the week. No big deal. Move on. It's becoming mainline and mainstream now. I think there's more pawn shops than there are fucking churches now. Easy pawns all over the fucking place. So, my point is that once you heal that pain, you can then start to find your purpose. And in my judgment, whatever you gave to your old family, you could start to give to society. That love, that care, that attention, that wisdom. You could start to give to the fucking youth that desperately need it. How many fucking people, how many of those kids do you really want them to turn to Andrew Tate? A fucking cartoon character of what it is to be a man. Imagine a whole fucking planet full of fucking Andrew Tate worshipping faggots. I tell them about David Goggins and they're like, nah, bro, that's too hard. And it's like, well, that life's not fucking easy. And if you did fucking get, if you fucking were born with a golden spoon in your mouth, Merry Christmas. And for those of you who think I'm a piece of shit for fucking whatever the fuck, Merry Christmas, bro. But I can guarantee you, the life that I lived, yeah, not a lot of people would fucking want to stand that shit. And that's what separates me, you, from everybody else, is that we've struggled together. Rather you did it more than I, rather you did it worse than I did, or better than I did. Rather you made it out scot-free, scathe-free, or with more lumps and bruises than I got. The point is, we both went through that fight, at different times in life, but we know what that fight looks like. And once you heal the pain and heal the lumps and realize, like, dude, I fucked up. I didn't even have to fucking... I wouldn't have these lumps and bruises and these fucking shattered bits in my heart if I wouldn't have made that choice. Right when you get to that point of accepting that truth, now you can start to get to work. And every time you look, it's funny because I flash back now at memories of my ex and I no longer feel pain. I use it like an encyclopedia. Like, fuck, what was it that she used to do? Oh, that's right. Yeah, she used to gaslight me. And then I hear all these conversations that girls have. When they're talking to me, I just hear my ex. I see the false fucking, you know, the false laughter, the false sense of security, the false, like, smile. And I play along. Because in the beginning, you know that they're giving you a fake attitude or a fake facade. It's not real. It's not genuine. It feels easy. It's because it is easy. It's designed to trap you. The sooner you heal, the quicker it's going to be to get engaged in this fight, to get our fucking culture back on fucking track. Like I said, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be exactly 100%. But think about it this way. We get to design it better than what it was before if we keep working at it once we get it started. And for every bitch that's out there telling you, no, that's wrong, no, that's, you know, that's impossible, or just telling you all the fucking lines that they always used to tell us. I'm a boss-ass bitch. I was like, oh yeah? Then why are you a single mom in a fucking apartment complex struggling to fucking make ends meet? You're sitting on a fucking Mercedes when you could be feeding your kids. I can't tell you how many fucking single moms I see where their kids are struggling to, you know, they're bitching and complaining that they don't have enough money to, you know, to clothe their fucking kids, and they're driving a goddamn BMW X Series M4 fucking Mercedes AMG, a Cadillac V8 fucking special edition, fucking Lamborghini goddamn what is it? SUV. I see it all the fucking time, man. They would rather live a... Even my ex, she gave me a bit of gold before we left. I looked at her and I was like, hey, you know, what are you thinking about car-wise? Because she had a really nice Accord. She's like, yeah, I'm thinking about upgrading and getting an A6 fucking Audi. And I was like, where are the kids gonna sit? She's like, God, fuck those kids. Like, I want something for me. That's what they think about their fucking kids, dude. Secretly. They hate them. Because they can't live their life of a fucking whore anymore. They gotta be an adult. You know how easy it is for me to let go of my fucking childhood? I hated it. The reason why I hated my childhood was because my dad never respected me. My dad never fucking appreciated me as a kid. He never rewarded me for anything I did good. So I just fucking didn't care about doing anything good. If I'm not going to get rewarded for doing anything good, if all I'm going to do is just get a fucking half-assed smile and just a, okay. Then why the fuck would I even try at all? The beating at least had more passion and emotion to it than the fucking half-assed smirk. That used to kill me. I remember I came home with a grade book, and it showed all the A's that I got in class. My dad just looked at it and he goes, okay, keep doing good. And I looked at him in fucking awe. Like, all that hard work to impress my dad. And all he did was just fucking give me my grade book back and walk the fuck off. After that, I just didn't give a fuck. And here's the thing. I don't know if I told you this, or maybe I might have made mention it before, but when I lived in, it's hard for me to remember, man. I'm half asleep. My fucking coworker called me back into work, and I had to cut my recording short. But my dad, I moved so many different times that I just got to a point where, like, I don't give a fuck anymore. If I get a failing grade, I'm just going to move to another school, and they're going to give me an A from, you know, from where we left off. And every teacher was the same. Oh, look, you know, look, I saw your grades from your last school, and it looked like you were doing bad, but, you know, this is a new place. This is a new, fresh start. You know how women are. It's a new, fresh start. It's a new beginning. We're just going to start you off with an A, and then, you know, we're just going to adjust your grades according to how, you know, I just fuck it. I ain't doing homework. I ain't taking tests. I ain't doing shit. I remember my teacher, she asked me, you know, to answer the questions on a piece of paper, like those, you know, fill in the box, fill in the squares. And I just fucking took my pencil, and I just marked like a big circle around all the D's, just an enormous circle. And I turned in the fucking paperwork, and she gave me an F, and she wrote, "You need to try better," and blah, 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 like with red ink on the fucking page, right? And I remember just throwing it away right in front of them. As they gave me the paper, I'd read it, and I'd just throw it away right in front of them and walk off. One of the teachers tried to get brave, and she's like, "You need to take this and read this again." And I just, like, took it, flipped it over, threw that shit away again. I just didn't give a fuck anymore. I think, like I said, the beatings fucking gave me more passion for my dad than his actual genuine fucking... Like, he never rewarded me. I fucking hated him. But in any case, it made me a stronger individual because of it. So, with that, you, the other fucking guy listening to this, you get to help build this shit again. You get to help use your skills, the knowledge that you've learned in life, and pass this shit on to somebody else. Because there's 1,000 kids out there that are starving for real knowledge. Maybe not masculinity. They'll find that over time. But real fucking knowledge. Wisdom that only fucking age can grant. Do you really want them learning from Andrew Tate? Do you really want them giving their fucking hard-earned money working at fucking Jack in a Box, or Stater Brothers, or Lucky's, or Albertsons, or Smith's, or Jones, or the fucking mom and pop shop at your local fucking corner store? Do you really want them learning from that piece of shit and giving him their hard-earned money? Fuck that. Don't let that fucker shape this world. Don't let that fucker win. For as much bullshit as he posts, he has 10,000 women coming up front and saying he was an abusive piece of shit. And of course they're gonna look past that and go straight towards idolizing him because of all the fucking rhetoric that he spewed. You know when he got out of fucking jail or whatever, like, they never once returned his cars? I think fucking Undead Chronic had a point. I think he did fucking rent those things. The Bugatti. That was more than likely a rental. Because I've only seen maybe two in my life in person. One of them was in Bulgari. Right across the street from Bulgari on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. And then another one pulled up in front of the Playboy headquarters in Beverly Hills, right next to the Beverly Hills Police Department. That one was gold. Gold and black. And the one that I saw in front of Bulgari was, I think, black. Or maybe red. I can't quite remember. It's been so long. But these young men need guidance. They need wisdom. And they can't fucking get it if you're too busy trying to lick your wounds, man. You're not going to get over it right away. I can tell you that. You're not going to let go of the pain. It's always going to be there. But you can turn it into a fucking weapon, dude. I know you're thinking to yourself, like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to turn this pain into something that I can use as a weapon? It's like, dude, the experience alone, you can articulate it. Can't tell you how fucking important that is, articulating your pain, being able to describe it in almost painstaking detail, where you can literally taste the pain. You could taste it. It's so descriptive, or described in such detail, with nuances. Not everybody's gonna share what you have, but guess what? There's a fucking kid out there who probably went through what you went through on a smaller scale. Fuck, we've all been ghosted. Fuck, we've all been dumped. We've all been cheated on. Some knew it, some didn't. We've all had that fucking moment where that chick said, hey, I'm just gonna stay single and focus on me. When my buddy told me, like, dude, that's their way of saying they're moving on and they found somebody else. And I fucking thought he was bullshitting until it happened to me, like, a week later. And I was like, wow, you were right. And he's like, yeah, girls don't stay, dude. Like, they loved us because we were popular. They didn't love us because they wanted to be with us. They just wanted us to share a little bit of the fucking light. And it's funny because that guy who I was just making mention, we went to the same high school, and for a while I didn't like him, and he didn't like me, funny enough. I didn't realize that, like, until he confessed one day. But we ended up becoming best friends, and it was because we were both the most popular kids at school. Well, he knew he was. I had no idea I was. I was the most liked. But it was because we were real with people. We could articulate our pain. And people would be able to identify with that. And the funny part about him was that he and I came from identical broken homes. He lost his mother, and his dad went crazy and found another woman because he couldn't be alone, and he was a stepchild that, you know, the stepmom didn't want. She was fat and huge, and his mom was like hot as fuck, and he never forgot about that. Like, till this day, he's a model, but till this day, and I haven't reached out to him, just kind of a coward. But again, till this fucking day, dude, he's a badass motherfucker. He's one of the coolest dudes I think anybody will ever meet. And his pain brought him that. Dude, every chick that he's ever dated is just fucking a 10 out of 10. I fucked up on the last one. And the one before that. And maybe on a few hookups. You know, you gotta pull whatever's close by, right? Gotta pull the fruit at the bottom in order to enjoy the fruit at the top. Whatever, that's a fucking horrible metaphor. But men, it's time. If the youth are mobilizing, understand that they're not mobilizing for anything good. When have we as young men have ever mobilized for anything good? Now, I'm not talking about getting out of a car and helping out a woman change her tire. Trust me when I say this, and Pop has told you this too. When young men get together, their brain cells drop per friend. They drop at least 10 points per fucking guy friend that they have with them. There's got to be a formula to that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can get Pop to fucking do that. All right. Take it easy, man. Guard your heart.